This is a ZKTZ News Update. Cortez Island's cat rescue organization has been operating for 10 years. Since then, about 200 cats have gone through its doors. Animals that have been abandoned, are feral, or become too much for owners to handle. Founding coordinator Samantha Statton describes the day-to-day.
But I'm their main person who is hands on the, you know, boots on the ground and is doing all the grunt work with them and making sure they have everything they need and, yeah, getting fed, litter boxes cleaned, that sort of thing. So, and giving them lots of cuddles and hugs and socializing them as well. In the early days, it was three other people as well as myself that just seemed to notice there was a cat problem on Cortez and thought, wouldn't it be a good idea if we could start this organization and help people get their cats spayed and neutered and catch feral cats and get them rehomed and things. So it was just came about as there was a need for it. Yeah, there was lots of stray cats out there and so we thought, okay, well, let's get this going. And then also, you know, if we can rehome a bunch and that would be fantastic. In the early days, we didn't have a place to actually house cats. So if we caught any, we had to make sure either the SPCA could take them or this other organization called Sierra Paws. But then I was scoping around my property and I came up with this perfect spot behind my barn to actually build a shelter space. So we had this built and it's two rooms and it's got nice airflow. And so now when we catch cats or get cats from people, we have somewhere to put them.
Statton emphasizes that the animals available for adoption aren't free.
The cats cost $250 each, but with that, they have already been spayed or neutered. They have their first set of shots, and they have a tattoo in their ear, and we've usually given them, they get a flea treatment with that, and we've usually given them some dewormer, and spent time socializing them, and then with my partners, he puts them on social media, and then people contact us, and yeah, they come and have a look, they come meet them, and a lot of them get adopted out.
While many cats get new owners on Cortez Island, others find new homes away from Cortez.
On Vancouver Island, a couple went to Vancouver. Yeah, so it's quite the operation, and I'm very pleased with how it's been going. Although it is, it's heartbreaking because there were so many unwanted cats on the island, and you can't help but get attached to them, and. Yeah, it's hard to see them go because, you know, you want the very best for them. I mean, we really scrutinize people, making sure they know what they're getting into and that they really want them and that sort of thing. A little piece of my heart goes with them every time one leaves.
Statton says she's grateful to have a great working relationship with the Campbell River SPCA on Vancouver Island.
Got a really good working relationship with the SPCA, so I'm in contact with them all the time. Asking it, do they have space, and if so, then we'll pass them along to them as soon as we can. This other organization we work with is Sierra Paws, and they deal with the ones we can't socialize, and they look for barn homes for them, so they can be somewhat friendly, but they'll never be a cuddly cat that lives inside your house. So for those guys, gals, they go to a barn home.
Statton says every cat coming through the Cortez Island Cat Rescue Organization receives a name which is inscribed on a wall inside the shelter. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.